Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which childhood hero struggles to make the adjustments to adult life the best?
Okay, so which childhood hero struggles to make the adjustments
to adulthood,
adult life?
Adult life, whatever I say.
So were we the best?
The best. What is meant by the best? Is it who struggles the most?
Yes.
Okay.
Who struggles to make the adjustments into adult life?
The most.
The most.
But
I said the best. The best.
But he's the
man,
best. He's
he
the
rolled best. At struggling to make it.
Yeah, he's the best at struggling, you know?
Yeah.
No one struggled more than that kid.
Well, while positive or negative, you can be good at things. Like, someone true. Can be good at being sad.
Yeah, you can be the best at being the worst. That's possible.
And that's what we're asking. The best at being the worst.
That's the trophy that I've been gunning for my whole life.
Well, I picked the kids from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Because I think the worst thing about that is that it's a real thing that happened to them, but something no therapist will ever believe. If you're like sitting down, you know, across from your therapist and you're like, yes, as a child, I became tiny and then big.
Well, okay, you're saying that no therapist would believe them. However, in a future episode dealing with the father, one of the babies gets real big.
Well, if so that would have made during therapy.
So that surely that would have made the news, and you'd be like, like that big baby but small.
I suppose that did actually. I guess the thing that for me was the negative is also in many ways a positive.
Yeah,
but if you're, but also,
I mean, therapists will still struggle
because again, they'll like, it definitely happened. We know it. You're the son or daughter of that crazy or neighbor. Oh yeah, isn't it neighbor?
Yeah,
or neighbor of kid. That crazy guy that made his kid real big.
What do you think's going to be harder to deal with as an adult? Being made tiny or being made big as a baby? Big as a baby, you might forget it happened.
Yeah. Big as a baby,
tiny,
yeah.
Tiny's way worse also because when you're the threat in Honey, I Blew Up the Kid is that the baby is wrecking the town.
That's true.
Not that...
Although the
guys, when you're tiny,
do you think that baby, when they're an adult, is going to be afraid of the military? They're going to be like, I just have this feeling that they want to take me down.
I don't know, because I'm trying to.
Do you fear the military?
A bit.
Well, then, yeah, that's fine.
But not because I think they see me as a threat to mankind.
I think being made big as a baby would be kind of fine because you'd readdress because your brain still
it's malleable.
Kind of,
if anything, you miss it. Whatever.
It's like I went to like the pool recently, like you know, like the recreation. Bit and I'm like, man, this is tiny, but as a kid it was so big.
Yeah, that's
and everyone was like, yeah, you idiot, you were smaller. And I was like, oh,
that's... I got big.
Wow.
Honey, I blew up the kid slowly over 20 years.
So I guess for the baby looking at where was it New York being like, man, New York is tiny.
Man, New York's so little. No, New York's so big. It used to be so little.
It's definitely not New York. It's like a
Seattle's so little.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kidsville.
It's just like a town.
Yeah,
but honey,
as a baby, you could just explain it away as like it was toys I was playing with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until you'd see news footage and be like,
"What an insane but thing also, to discover
got,
down the track."
If you got really,
your parents had hid from you,
really big as a baby, like that doesn't really, like. That doesn't really impact you that much. I know that seems like an insane thing to say.
I reckon reckon it would.
But I like, kind of know what you mean, though. Like,
what happened
if
in
you
that?
Found out that, like...
Your parents had hidden it from you.
Yeah. Well,
did the military attack? What happened to
no,
Big
there
Baby?
No, there was no scene in Honey, I Blew Up the Kids with the military fight. They're like, we got to nuke this baby.
What happens to Big Baby when he big?
So he's growing bigger and bigger, yeah. And it gets quicker and quicker and quicker, and they're like racing against time to try and stop him.
He's the quick big baby.
He's quick big baby.
Yeah. See, he starts off baby size, and then he gets hit, and then he gets a little bit bigger. Mm. And they're like, And then as the day progresses, he starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. We should do something about that big baby.
But yeah, I think it would be bad if you found out that like you killed people or stuff.
That's
like that.
True.
But I mean, if there's no casualties,
clearly the big baby killed some people. Yeah,
I doubt it.
I feel like it just didn't by virtue of the film. I think also the baby's pretty happy the whole time.
Mm.
The baby's never really upset. Like maybe at the very end, but like you barely remember that. But being shrunk.
As a teen,
when your hormones are going crazy,
and also
you
they
have
are,
a fear of ants.
I know they like ants. They would have a fear of scorpions.
Yeah.
I'd have a fear of ants.
Well, no, because they befriend an ant. Well, yeah, an ant saves their life.
Do you think you'd repress it? The events of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
The neighbor and one of the Solanskys. Wayne Solanskys? Yeah, I think
well
Solanskys. Start dating, so they are united through their trauma, so they wouldn't really block
tragedy
that out.
Tragedy got them together. Yeah, how'd you meet? Tragedy.
Well, I would be we met through being neighbors.
Yeah.
We just also happened to be shrunk at some point.
Yeah, and that's when we had our first smooch.
Oh, no.
What are they in? It might even be like a pencil sharpener or something like that. It's something that's got little holes in it. It's a Lego block. Hook up in a Lego block.
Weird associations for the rest of your life.
Do you reckon they'd look fondly at Lego?
I feel like I would...
Not necessarily. Do you look fondly at wherever you had your first kiss? Yeah, see, there we go.
No, not really.
It's not like you're like, I hooked up at a school. Like,
cinema. I do have fond associations with cinema.
When you
might
see
be more at cinema, though.
Yeah.
Less about smooches.
It's like if you had your first smooch at school. It's not like when you drive past the school, you're like, ooh, bit hard now. That's just not what the human brain does.
It's nice that you can get hard just from smooching.
Right? Of course you...
Yeah, as a teen, you're boning up when you're smooching.
That's kind of how things usually kick off.
Man, it's kicking off,
babe. It's kicking off. Half chub, yes!
I think I would be scared it was going to happen again and I'd stop trusting my dad.
Oh, yeah, no, I've stopped trusting my dad instantaneously.
I might
have moved out.
Yeah, I might leave home.
What's that called when you divorce your parents?
Emancipation.
Yeah, emancipation.
Emancipate your dad.
The fantabulous emancipation of one Joel Zammett.
Yes. Sorry, Dad!
I'm it! You made me, Tony. What's I could have been eaten by a rat.
How long was I missing till you noticed? Too long was the answer.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of like weird family. You're going to have to go to therapy as a family. Absolutely. So you can build that trust again.
I'd be scared of anything science related.
What's
and gun related.
Yeah.
What's wild is that the parents stay together even though they're on the rocks before it happens.
Yeah, no marriage, no matter what the show shows you, no marriage can survive shrinking your kids.
Yeah, if your marriage is like 100% tip top, if you are like, entwined and you're like perfect, if you shrink a kid, that's on the rocks.
They're on the rocks because he is irresponsible because of science.
Yeah.
So, no, as in like...
Like, it should be worse.
Yeah, no, so it should have instantly been a divorce.
Yes, I agree.
That's fucked up.
If I shrunk Dusha right now, that would ruin the friendship we all have.
Yeah.
And that's... We're not a family,
it's more of like, Jackson, could you stop bringing all your wacky inventions and leaving them around?
I have a problem.
And then we kind of have
the government
intervention about that. And then you just leave one around, it goes off, and then shrinks, Dusha. Yeah, then we're like... Okay.
We warned you, and now you've fucked up one of your good friends.
I can't take
Mi's
you seriously
life.
When you're tiny, dude.
Shut up.
Sorry, man.
Crawl inside your dick hole and then hopefully try and get big punch. And explode your dick.
Oh, my God. It's like a Candiro, but a man. Doctor, you are not going to believe what's in my penis.
Put a stethoscope up and they can... Yeah, they're putting a stethoscope on your dick and they can just hear, fuck you! Yeah, fuck you!
Oh my god,
that was round and big, Doctor.
I don't think that's how you do it, dude.
Doctor takes his mask off. It's Joel Zammett. We've just agreed to torture your penis as punishment.
Oh my god, Douche is dead. Oh shit.
Yeah, he got smooshed by the stethoscope.
Then we have to go to a real doctor. You are really not going to believe this, Doc. And don't put a stethoscope up my penis.
It's already happened once today. Now my friend's dead.
It's just dangling from the tip.
I don't think I can fit another one in there, okay? And my friend's dead in there, and I don't know what to tell his family. All right? We've had a rough day. He is not going to survive to adulthood. None of us are.
We're only teens, apparently.
Yeah, so I think that once you've been shrunk, you would just be terrified of, like, even they'd probably have a fear of their backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you think you'd think it was going to happen again?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it would be on my mind.
Guess what dad doesn't stop doing?
Yeah, that's true.
Because what is the shrinker? It looks like a gun, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's like a classic laser.
Or it's a laser, yeah.
It's like a large Hadron Collider
Yeah. Like, I would just be terrified of any new thing that came out.
Yeah.
Like, any kind of new technology. I might go, like... Yeah, I might just shut myself off from technology.
Yeah.
I feel I'd kind of like live in a cave somewhere.
So, Jackson, you've picked this, but this is also your ideal day.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
If getting shrunk, having an adventure, then getting big,
yeah.
How would you have dealt with that?
I would be sad that I got big at any point.
I mean,
I'd be like, Dad, put me back in.
Yeah.
I want to fight an ant. But if it was me, I'd have also died when I was tiny, so it's kind of a moot point.
Yeah. Got small, died small. Yeah.
Got small, ate by a
Jackson?
Rat.
Where's
Jackson?
Oh, man,
rats
would have been terrifying.
Absolutely.
Because even like a little ant.
Animals in general, it's basically, I mean, like...
Yeah, I think you'd end up just living a shell. Not a shell, what's the word where you kind of cut yourself off from technology?
Yeah, kind of become a hermit, possibly. Yeah. Or like a Luddite.
Luddite.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of like shut yourself off from technology, kind of go back to the old ways of doing things.
Yeah, you might have like a flip phone, but you'd be scared of iPhones.
Is there an Amish community around? Maybe join them.
Yeah, but you'd also be scared of... I don't know. It's. I'm trying to think of like a real world equivalent, which I guess is being like dropped into a safari, and they're being like,
"You
survive."
Might end up agoraphobic.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. The outside would be well. And another weird thing that would be like a side effect is you would have like an understanding of the world beneath your feet in a way that more normal people don't.
Oh yeah.
Like you could walk into the backyard and you're like, there are friendly ants down here.
I am killing. I am doing big murders.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'd be. Here's what I'd be scared of: that there were other tiny kids in the grass that I might kill with my big clomping feet.
Yeah, because I was thinking you'd kind of go the route of, like, you know, Tim Allen and Kirstie Alley in that movie where they go and join the Amish because they're on the run from the tax department.
Sure.
And just figure just do that life.
What's that movie called?
But because, yeah, you're right, you'd be like, what if there are... A, you'd have that connection with the land and all the tiny, like...
Yeah.
Everything that's happening there. And also, the fear of, like, what if my dad's doing it to the neighbors?
Absolutely.
Just
I think I have to
check out of this episode briefly until I remember what that movie is.
I saw your eyes glaze.
It's like a little bit of, like, your kryptonite.
Yeah.
Someone describe a movie poorly, he'll try and figure out what it is.
For richer or poorer?
I think that might be it.
He's not happy with the answer, though.
Something.
Joel Dush's brain, that everything else shuts off and all power is diverted to the movie.
Remembering
section.
A movie that I don't think I've seen.
It's not good.
Yeah, well, Jungle to Jungle's good, though. Tim Allen, Kid Jungle.
Yeah, I remember.
Concrete Jungle, that's one of the jungles. Jungle is the other jungle. Yeah, he goes from jungle to jungle.
If you look carefully at the title, it's a twofer. It's a classic sneaky twofer of two jungles.
Does that
movie
have breasts in it?
Probably.
No.
Why do I associate that with being horny?
I don't know.
What's going on?
There might be... Because his kid is from the jungle, there might be...
It is for richer or poorer.
Hey, I nailed
it. Well done.
I'm the king of... I was going to say comedy, but movies. Film. The silver screen.
Yeah, king of comedy.
Look at that. That's a good movie. You might associate it... Because the kids from the jungle, they might be like... Basically like Amazonian stereotypes.
Yeah, maybe.
The gorilla titties?
We think
the
gorilla titties? Something about that movie in my brain, I'm like,
gorilla titties.
Horniness. I don't know why.
I like associating random movies with being horny.
Well,
that's good.
It must have happened when I was younger. I don't know. I'll look into it.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is my choice.
It's terrifying. Like,
I think it'd be rough.
You'd grow... What kind of job would you have afterwards?
I don't know.
How would you cope with your day-to-day life? Can you get... You know, like, any reparations from anywhere? Like, you are a victim of a crime, right?
Yeah, that's true. I think you would have to... You would have to be repeating the mantra to yourself, I'm not going to be shrunk again, every day. You might become kind of like almost Buddhist in your treatment of like nature's littler animals.
Potentially. Or you go the other way and like life is meaningless and you start stomping around.
Can I describe what I think is a reoccurring nightmare?
Yes.
The third film in the trilogy, Honey, I Shrunk Us.
Yeah.
Because I think the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids are going to have nightmares about their dad and shrinking. And then when their dad shrinks, they're going to be like, this is my nightmare come to life. That whole family is fucked.
And also, so dad saves the day in first one because, like, he could have fixed the shrinking almost straight away. But because he comes home and he's upset about being mocked at a conference, he breaks the machine. So a lot of the issues come from him breaking the machine again.
You're also never going to trust your dad because clearly he still kept the machine.
Mm.
You're going to be like, that which caused me trauma, dad, you still have up in your death attic.
But he did make a machine that made organic matter tiny and then big. Mm. So
he did also lock the door. The kids just went into a room they knew they weren't meant to go into.
I suppose.
Maybe Rick Moranis did nothing wrong.
Maybe
Wayne Szalansky, innocent.
Surely that has implications for the rest of society.
Well, that's the thing. That's why they mock him, because they're like, this would change everything, but you can't do it. It's impossible. Fuck you.
But he does do.
Mm. That's true. But at what cost?
First thing, the kids, are either going to emancipate yourself from your family, because like, I don't want to deal with this, and you're trying to get as far away from as possible. Neighbors are moving.
Yes, absolutely.
100%.
Maybe you sue your dad.
You'd sue your dad. Oh, but then the repercussions of you suing your dad, you're taking that to court, then it comes out that he actually did make a shrink ray.
Yeah, that's going to be rough because your dad's success is going to overshadow any ill feelings you have toward him.
So you were talking about potentially making millions.
You were talking about the therapist not believing you.
Yeah.
The therapist believes you fine. It's the lawyers that are going to be the issue because if you prove that he does have a shrinking ray, then you're fucked. But if you can't prove that he has a shrinking ray, then they're going to be like, well, you're a liar, then you're fucked.
Oh, man.
Because if you prove he's got a shrinking ray, then he can sell the technology. Surely you would get rights to the shrinking ray, right?
What? No.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure you're working.
I was confident, and then I was like, no.
Because you upset your children.
Well, no, it's because it's like, it would be to do something with like, well, you use a shrinking ray on the kids, and they've got experienced all this like trauma.
Yeah.
Now you have to kind of like
so you're
give
hoping
them reparations. So a way to do that would be selling the, like, doing something with the shrink
what
ray,
I imagine
making
is
money,
that,
give money to kids.
Yeah.
That's the kind of leap I went, but
so like,
strange.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. It's just that the money that Wayne Szalansky makes from selling the shrink ray he gives to his kids. So they're going to end up rich and bitter.
Yes.
Rich and bitter and scared of scorpions.
Who's buying that?
I don't know.
I mean, presumably.
The military?
Yeah, no. Shrink your enemies. Put them in a jar.
Shake the jar. They're dead.
Oh, my God. War has changed.
Oh, now we've got Downsize Me.
Yeah.
Neat.
Downsize Me. It's cool that you mix Downsizing and Supersize Me. Downsize me. I've heard that if I downsize myself 1 inch every day for a year, that's not good for me. Yeah.
Hey, Maccas, I would like a large meal. Would you like that small? Yes.
For another dollar, do you want it tinier? Of course.
Naturally. All right. So, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Look, they're going to... I
look, rich, bitter, and scared of scorpions probably describes a lot of people. I don't think it's terribly unique to the
rich,
Honey, I Shrunk
bitter,
the Kids.
Rich, bitter, scared of scorpions, not talk with your parents.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, like,
you know what? Is that really traumatic?
So,
who
look,
have I
you,
described?
That's a long sentence. You can just say rich.
Yeah.
They just end up rich.
But on the trauma scale, it's up there.
Yeah, it's high, but they yeah, look, I think that's worse.
Yeah, I think that, like, even though it is quite fantastical, I think that it is possible because it's just one bad day, basically.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's all it takes.
Yeah. One bad... Oh, my God. The kids are the jokers. Society is to blame.
Society is the problem. The kids
Dad
are...
Dad is society.
Yeah.
And the kids society. Are falling down.
Oh, no.
From the
90s. Oh, no. Someone was rude to him at McDonald's. Now he's killed 30 people or whatever.
Yeah, now he's got a bazooka and blew up construction work.
That's good. I hate that construction work. Falling down.
I've lost what we're talking
about.
Downtown. There's been too many movies this
episode. Anyway, I think a childhood hero that is going to have like the best worst time.
Yeah.
Number one at the worst.
Number one at the worst is Franklin Richards.
Okay.
Ah, Fantastic Four. Yes.
Mr. Richards' baby boy.
Mr. Richards, Mr. and Storm's baby boy, Franklin Richards. He's one of the most powerful mutants in the world.
Does Sue, this is derailing everything straight up. Does Sue ever change her last name to Richards? Is she ever Sue Richards or is she Sue Storm? I respect both. I'm just curious.
I think it is just Sue Storm.
That's great. Yeah. Keep your last name clean.
Does she ever? Are they ever referred to as Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic? Because I hate that.
I think they might be, but mockingly.
That's good.
As long as someone's making fun of the Fantastic Four.
It's shocking to hear that I'm in the Fantastic Four comics. This is a guy. Here comes Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic.
Yeah. So what I'm kind of going to base this on is the Heroes Reborn storyline.
Okay.
So this is mostly after about... Xavier becomes evil for a bit.
Classic.
Mind wipes Magneto.
Sure.
A bit of Magneto evil bit go into Xavier brain. Xavier become a bad dude. Onslaught.
Yeah.
And then Xavier splits from that entity, and that entity in and of itself is just Onslaught and evil.
Red and Blue Superman, I get it.
Yeah. So what happens is, he's like, right, we need to destroy this Onslaught. So he just becomes this big thing of psionic energy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, he's got no physical form to attack,
to
so
punch,
what are we going
to
do? And then Thor, the golden-haired, beautiful idiot, is like, I will go into the center of the storm, suck it all up, and you can hit me! So he
Thor,
does that
king.
Like a goddamn king.
Wow.
So everyone's
Thor's
like,
plan is to die.
Yeah. And everyone's like, smack the shit out of Thor, and everyone's like, but
wait
he's not. Wait a second. There's a lot of energy, and Thor ain't holding it all. All right, everyone, into the psychic storm. And everyone goes in the psychic storm except the mutants, because apparently that will just empower Onslaught.
Sure.
So then all the heroes get caught in the psychic storm.
Great.
And all the mutants have to kill them.
Great.
Which is hilarious.
What comics are dumb. Go on.
And so then they all die, but then Franklin Richards is like, no. The people that went in there were like, all my friends, friends of my family, also my family. So I'm going to make a whole new world for them to live in a little blue ball.
Uh-huh.
So he makes a little blue ball, the Heroes Reborn universe, and all the his family and friends and that, they live in there and they live their life and they do that jazz for like 12 or 13 issues.
So,
yeah.
Look, all good.
Yep.
I'm great.
One thing that bothers me a lot though, when you're creating pocket universes, why are they always fucking little ball things?
Yeah.
Round.
Like Earth,
like
dude.
Like Earth, dude.
Come on,
think,
man.
Think poo.
What are you going to make it a square? That's not the shape of the planet.
You idiot.
No, I'm just, why a little round? Like, what? It's just annoying. Pick a different anything.
Because his favorite thing to play with was a blue ball, I think.
Okay, at least I explained it. That makes me angrier, though. But you know what? I'm angrier now because my nitpicky issue was discussed, which is annoying, and the answer I was given was even more infuriating.
May I just remind you the answer was by me?
Yeah, that's true. Man who claimed that it's... I can't remember what he claimed before earlier in the episode, but it was something that I disagreed with strongly.
It was a toilet, frankly. Anywho...
Yes, so you've made the Heroes Reborn universe.
And then after a while, they just come back.
Sure.
Now, Franklin is a kid. He doesn't really know what he's done, but in essence, he's defeated death.
Yeah, that's pretty intense for
a
child.
He had to watch his good friends get killed by his other good friends, and his reaction to that was to, I guess, make it better by separating his friends and family from, I guess, those evil mutants.
Here's what I think is going to be Franklin Richards' biggest roadblock, is that I can't imagine Reed Richards believes in therapy.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He tries to, like, in more the more recent kind of issues, he's trying to cure Franklin of all kinds of things. Plus, he low-jacked him.
Yeah. I think, obviously, creating life and destroying life with a flick of your wrist is bad for a kid, but I think having Mr. Fantastic as your dad is way worse.
Oh, 100%. Oh, also, just before he makes that whole new world, he's like imaginary friend, but not really imaginary friend, is like a little boy called Charlie, which just happens to be Onslaught, so he gets betrayed by his own imaginary friend.
Oh, my God.
Just gotta suck.
Charlie, like Charles. Like Charles Xavier. Like Onslaught.
Whoa.
So yeah, so so he's betrayed by his imaginary best friend. He has to witness all his good friends and family die.
If you have trauma from being betrayed by your imaginary best friend, grow up. You imagined that. That's on you to begin with.
But it wasn't imagined. He thought it was an imaginary best friend, but it was actually
Charles
Xavier.
Did he ever discover that it was real? Because if he
grow up.
I think it was realized that it was Onslaught. And it was honestly, I don't know, because like, I'm saying that he's good friends and family, but I don't know if he, because like they're all adults. I'm guessing you'd look at them more as his uncle.
Yeah, like I'm thinking if every, like friends of my family died when I was like 7.
Yeah.
I would be like, I'm sad because there's a lot of death for me, a 7-year-old. But
and that's the thing, you did get kidnapped for by Onslaught for a bit.
Yeah. I think, again, Franklin Richards' just basic life is going to be the biggest, the hardest part for him to deal with.
Oh, yeah, and that's just Onslaught. Now we're talking about, like, him and, like, his whole family chuffing off into, like, multiverses, trying to deal with alien bullshit.
Imagine
and
Franklin
having Reed
Richards
as your dad.
Trying to date. Yeah. Just, like, on a regular date with a regular human being, and they're like, Richards. And you're like, yeah. And they're like, so you've been to... I don't know, but no, not even that. Not even bringing it up. What did you do today?
Yeah.
You got to be like, I killed a worm in space.
I repopulated 6 different planets using my powers that alter reality.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, there's like a dictator that wants to kill me.
Yeah, imagine knowing that as well. Imagine trying to go through puberty when you know that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Fuck. There's a dictator that wants to kill me over there. There's like a fat little head under the ground that pops up every now and again. Also wants to kill me.
Who's that?
Oh, Mole Man. Yeah,
Mole Man. Is Mole Man still alive? I hate the Fantastic Four. Mole Man seems like the easiest guy to kill.
Yeah, but he's got Mole
Step 1, or whatever. Buy a hammer. Step 2, wait.
Fucking
whack-a-mole. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Brains Mole Man with a hammer. It's easy. I'll fucking do it. I got no powers.
Yeah, but he's got weird little mole
hands.
And
yeah, you know, I got like, a fucking hammer.
But then he's got like a big mole boy that comes on.
I have a hammer.
Joel Hamadusha is going to hammer Mole Man.
Most of the fucking... You can take out most villains with a hammer.
It's true.
Yeah, yes.
No, you're not wrong. Yeah. Absolutely.
Even Juggernaut, you just turn the hammer around to lift up his helmet and then... brains him.
Claw his hat off. Boom. Oh no! I'm not unstoppable anymore.
My greatest weakness, hammer.
You've clawed my big hat off.
And then,
this was meant to protect me from psionic
brain.
Attacks and hammers. Yes. Get him good. So yeah, I think Franklin would just have like, yeah, apart from all, I guess I was going with, you know, the Onslaught trauma, but yeah, just having Reed as your like forgetful, neglectful father.
It's just also
just having the powers that Franklin Richards has fucks him for life.
Oh yeah, and then on top of that though, Reed is your dad.
You don't even need, like, you can peel back as many layers as we want, just the fact that you can alter reality. Yeah. Fucked!
Yes.
And because it's not like...
I think the problem with the alter reality is bad, but I think the problem with the ability to alter reality is that he has trauma and that as a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Imagine if you could alter reality to get rid of the things that were bothering
you.
That gave
you trauma.
Yeah. Exactly. Reed Richards is going to disappear one day and that's just going to be that.
The thing is, you have... So yes, you have trauma, which is not great for like a 5-year-old as well. Yeah. He's one of the most powerful like mutants on the planet at the time. You then have his power being like, I will alter reality so that I don't have to deal with that trauma.
Yeah.
So he does that. Then you have Reed Richards, who is a terrible human being.
Yeah, no
who
good.
Any kind of problem, in quotation marks, is something that needs to be fixed.
Let me ultimate nullify your brain, boy.
There is an issue, right, of in Fantastic Four. Where it's like, they're like, Reed, are you okay? Do you have something? He's like, yes, I've diagnosed myself like with a mild case of autism, but don't worry, I've developed a cure.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Reed.
I think I've seen that image shared around. What kind of a person is Reed Richards?
So no matter what, anything that like even Franklin says, he has like or doesn't have reality altering powers, Reed will look at him like a problem that will need to be fixed.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess this is something that we cannot know the answer to because it just can't happen. But if you have the ability to erase your trauma by altering reality.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Can Reed Richards, can be Franklin Richards, sorry, just be like, I'm happy.
But also just like that thing that was bad that happened to me just didn't happen anymore.
And then also a lot of just like, but then also if you can alter reality, surely you go crazy so quickly because you're like, is this just a world I've constructed? Like, imagine if you can't tell the difference between your imagination and reality.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, but because you can project.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just
like on a real subtle level. Like, imagine I know someone who I'm finding a bit annoying at the moment, and all of a sudden they stop doing the behavior that I find annoying, and I'm like, did they stop normally, or did I subconsciously alter reality so they didn't make that? Oh no!
Yeah, see, there's a lot of there's a lot going on there. Yeah. There's a lot of it going around. You can't. And Franklin, so like Wanda, for instance, like Scarlet Witch, she gets her powers a little later on. So at least she developed as a person.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah.
Franklin, born like that. Born wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's not probably ever.
So he, at some point, will have to become aware of his powers and then realize that his entire life is probably a lie.
Yeah.
But it's not a lie. That is what happened now. But is it him or is that just the way that things went? And because he had his power since he was a child,
so
he could have been using... So everything that happened...
So Reed maybe not be a big piece of shit. It could just be like subconsciously... Franklin is thinking that there is something wrong with him, so he kind of projects it.
Yes.
So he's like, Dad, I have a... Like, I'm not going to admit this, but, like, I have, you know, a problem in quotation marks there, and I'll make it, like, project it so that my dad sees me like a problem to solve.
Yes.
It's crazy that Franklin Richards really should just use his reality warping powers to get rid of his reality warping powers.
Yeah.
That would be the cleverest move.
Well, yeah.
The winning move is not to play, Frankie boy.
Obviously, again, like, I tried to touch on before, but I think got lost.
Yeah.
If you realize you've got reality warping powers, but you realize you've had them for your entire life, you would...
What's
the
real?
But the moment you become aware of that, you would then think back and be like, when did I use this?
Yeah.
Like,
well, there is a weird purveying theory called Franklin time in the MCU.
All right.
It's Franklin time, baby.
Which is like, there's a... Because if you look at like pre-Franklin, a lot of the comics kind of aged.
Yeah, okay.
So they were sort of aging as it was happening.
Mm.
The moment Frankie was born, things sort of slowed down and became a little bit more wishy-washy.
Everyone's
Spider-Man, why aren't you 40 yet? I'm still on Franklin time, baby. Yeah. Then he dabs.
And you could kind of look at most retcons to be like, was just Franklin being like, I don't like that Peter Parker is married and his aunt's dying. I'm going to summon a devil and he can make a deal.
Maybe if I was Reed Richards, I'd hate my son. Seems possible.
Potentially, or would that just be that, you know, subconsciously your son is making you hate him?
Because son hates you.
Mm.
Maybe we need to kill Franklin Richards.
How?
I'll figure it out.
You know who you should call? Me and my hammer.
Joel Hammer.
Well, yeah, that's pretty bad. That's like cosmically bad.
Yeah, this is a cosmic level of trauma. Yeah.
Well, it's just instant insanity because there's no answer. It's like, so with trauma or like anxiety, things like that, obviously people try really hard to get to the root of their problem.
Yeah.
But with Franklin, he discovers what the problem is and there is no root. It's just...
Yeah. But the thing is, it might... Who knows?
Yo, well, that's what I...
Because he's like...
So, again, childhood trauma or stuff like that, when you're working through it often and it sucks, but, like, people will then have, like, a moment of clarity or realization. Yeah. And, like, sometimes it takes years, and unfortunately some people don't get that.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it's also not relieving, but, like, Franklin, it's just... Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, you know, like the worst I can think of Franklin as he was growing up was getting kidnapped and manipulated and all that by Onslaught. But surely before that, all his parents going off on weird cosmic adventures.
Oh, yeah.
I think that...
Seeing Sue, you know, cheat on Reed with Namor must have been some kind
of... Wet boy. Yeah. I retroactively think the worst day for Franklin Richards is probably the day he was born.
Yeah.
It was a bad day for Earth.
Yeah.
The world, the universe.
Do you think maybe the reason why Sue goes with Namor is because Franklin's like, he's a better dad?
Oh,
but again, it doesn't matter because he can just make his own dad better. So maybe that's just him not touching reality.
I like to think she just wants to get away from her nightmare child. I wish my child was half fish. Who doesn't?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot,
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Also, have you noticed that your shirts and or bags are often lacking in pins from your good friends at Sans Pants Radio? Well, that's easily remedied by heading to our merch store on sanspantsradio.com and grabbing one of our pins. We have the Sans Pants Radio logo, an Always Bet on Piss D20, and Jackson's face that is a replica of his legally binding signature. Sold separately or as a set of three, check them out at our merch store over at sanspantsradio.com.
You've both, look, okay, trauma scale.
It's off the charts.
It's off the charts, but also maybe a zero because maybe there is no trauma because Franklin just wanted all of this.
Yeah. It's or both. By the very virtue of his power, he can just decide he's not traumatized.
So it's either a 10 or a zero.
Yeah. That's a Joel Zammett class.
Yeah. But you have both picked things where they can justify the trauma. Yeah. Like, so with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, they did get shrunk. Yeah. There is a machine. There is evidence.
Yeah.
Franklin Richards, there is mutants as superheroes. What if your hero, yes, hero, okay, goes through some shit as a kid and then no one believes him?
Oh, no.
There's no evidence to suggest it happened, but it happens to him heaps and he just has to cop it. And that is Dudley Dursley.
Oh, Dudders!
Dudders.
The true hero of the Potter story.
Yeah.
Aunt gets turned into a balloon, floats up into the sky. He gets a pig's tail. People rock up to his house, big giants, yeah. There's owls, there's brooms.
What the fuck, Hagrid? Yeah, so Dud is maybe being a piece of shit, but he's only a kid.
Yeah, that pigtail, if you recall, they have to surgically remove as well. Nobody comes and magics that better.
And obviously I see him as the hero because he throws the PlayStation through a window.
Of course.
Yeah, in 1995.
Yeah, an early PlayStation. Yeah.
He got a prototype and was like, no!
He throws it out the window.
Because
Incredible.
he got one less present than the year before.
He is he's a hero of the story.
Yeah. Anyway, so
imagine going to primary school, after you've had the pigtail surgically removed, and your parents are like, you can't tell anyone about this. And you're like, what do I say? And you have like a scar or a bandage on your tailbone.
You'd have one of them donut cushions as well.
Yeah, and the kids are like, what happened to your back, your lower back? And you're like, don't worry about it. Fell on a stick.
Fell on a stick.
like God. And then also,
I guess that would just be like you had a growth or something.
Yeah, but you don't get, I suppose he was like, it was like a tumor or whatever.
Yeah, I got cancer, stop asking.
Yeah, had a weird skin tag, got.
I guess he can get away with that. Also,
had a tail.
No, but I mean, he's also a kid, so.
Yeah.
It's just like,
he'll probably tell friends that he got a pigtail, and that's rough.
Amount of stuff that happens.
Tell anybody.
Mm. What do you mean?
Yeah, a giant man pointed an umbrella at me because he's magic.
Imagine you're Dudley, because this is something else I'm thinking. Every year, Harry Potter, until he leaves the Dursleys, comes home and probably, we don't see it, but he probably tells you what happened. And then you're like, there's this other world happening that I'm not part of. But
that there's no evidence to suggest actually exists.
And you'd tell your friends because, like, are you telling me you wouldn't tell your friends?
I think I wouldn't believe Harry.
What would you think was happening?
No, but also remember at the start of the very start of the Deathly Hallows takes place with them leaving from the Dursley's house, doesn't it? Or is it someone else's house?
No, it's someone else's house.
Fuck!
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Dudley still witnesses. He gets sucked on by a Dementor.
He does get sucked on by a Dementor.
Like that, that's bad.
He can't tell anyone about that. Or if he does tell a therapist about that, you're right, they won't believe him. They'll be like...
Wasn't Dud his friends with him when he got sucked on by that Dementor?
No, they run away. Yeah. So they saw it a bit. Yeah. But Dudley knows what it is.
Oh, yeah, because Dudley is like, he's got one foot in the magic world and one foot out. But he's worse than, you know, Filch or whatever.
Yeah.
He's not a squib. He's just, he's the son of a squib.
Yeah.
Son of a squib.
You son of a squib!
Yeah. It feels good
That's
to say.
That's good. But I think, like, because, okay, so say you had a fine relationship with your brother.
Yeah.
And your brother got to go to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
That alone.
Hey, guess what? You're less special than your brother.
You aren't special. You're like, oh, your brother?
Well, at least I have trigonometry, dickhead.
I learned maths. What do you know? Figure out this sum. And then he turns you into a fucking horse.
Guess what? These horse lips can still be rude to you, idiot.
Yeah, these horse lips can still say sums to you.
Watch now me I'm gonna go win out the answer. Fuck you.
Now I'm going to fucking go win a horse race whilst doing maths and everyone will be impressed.
What can you do? Fly on a broom?
Yeah.
Fuck! Shit! Fuck you!
Or can you horse kick this wall?
Imagine your brother getting an owl. That alone I'm jealous of.
Well, you're a horse now. You can eat an owl.
Yes. Harry coming home being like, oh no, what's that sound from my room? Oh no!
Is that the telltale sound of a horse eating an owl?
That's right, Harry.
These feathers are easy to chew.
What are you going to do? Think you're better than me? Harry's the traumatized one now. A horse I made ate my owl. Oh no. What am I to do?
You'd figure the kid who got turned into a horse was the... No, he just took him with a plump.
He's just more angry now. He's like, whatever. Now I'm special because I'm a talking horse. This kind of fixed my problem.
Thanks, Harry.
No, there's more wizards in the world than there are talking horses.
Just going down the street, just kicking cars because you can. Man, that horse is angry.
What are you going to do, put me down? I'm the most special horse in the world.
And I'm angry.
Now, where's another owl to eat?
I got a taste for him now.
There's a missive going around Hogwarts. Lock up your owls. A very hungry horse.
And a picture of a horse that somehow has a human scowl. Like, it still looks like a horse, but you can tell it's cut.
There's a couple of owl feathers around its horse lips. Oh, and it's cool. It's like a magical picture. It's like chewing.
What? That's what the picture says.
Harry fucked up, dude. Harry fucked up big time. But...
Going back to Dudley.
And I guess their relationship, like obviously Dudley is a terribly spoiled child, but also the jealousy that must be burning in him, like it kind of explains their like animosity towards each other so well.
And also like the Dursleys, I guess if you wanted to read into Harry Potter, like Petunia probably feels inferior to her sister, which results in how she treats Harry. And then also it's a constant reminder of one, family tragedy, but also two,
you're not as special. Yeah.
And it's happening again. And that's probably also why they spoil Dudley so much, so that he feels special even though he's not compared to Harry.
Man, imagine...
Until Harry turns him into a horse.
Yeah, then he's more special than anyone.
He's the most special.
Then he's the most special human being in the world.
Imagine like...
Human being. Horse.
Imagine watching your brother go through the platform 9 3/4 wall. And knowing that you can't go through that wall, but like trying anyway. Oh.
Oh, like, oh,
that's so sad.
Late at night when you're out teenage drinking, you're like, wait.
Let me try something. And you just run at a wall and bruise your face.
Nah, you'd be subtle about it.
Yeah,
you'd have it lean up against next to it and then just kind of lean in.
Yeah, man. That's rough.
That's
I feel for Dudley.
Yeah,
you know?
And like, there's just. Like what you were saying with like the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing, go to a therapist. Therapist is like, yes, I saw that on the news. That's fucked. That happened to you.
That was a big baby.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. But with this, it's like, my brother's a wizard, and they're like, all right, meds.
Okay,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, what do you mean by a wizard? Yeah, he goes away.
He goes, but then if you did your due diligence and investigated, you'd be like, wait, what is going on? Really, Dudley needs to see a wizard therapist, although I feel like that's not a thing.
No.
Well, if you did your due diligence and was like, okay, well, his stepbrother or is stepbrother. That's not right.
Cousin?
Cousin. You know, he's going away and they're sending him to a school.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, what school is he going
to? Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is bad for the therapist now. Yeah, the wizards are going to kill him. The
therapist is like a duty of care to be, then they're going to get that, like, forget a charm.
Mind
on
over razor.
What happens to parents that have,
so if you're like a muggle born wizard.
Yeah.
And your son or daughter. Your child goes through the platform 9 3/4 thing, and you can't. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot.
Can you go through the platform?
Maybe I've just assumed if you're a muggle, you can't. Maybe Dudley can. That's worse.
It just because like if you as a muggle went through the barrier,
yeah,
got onto the train,
went to an empty field,
and then as soon as you go to Hogwarts, it's an empty field. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like a rundown castle, which is funny to imagine Dudley getting there and being like, oh, this isn't good.
This is a shithole,
yeah,
Harry.
This sucks, Harry, you idiot.
So if he goes into the rundown castle and starts kicking the walls.
No, because there's like a charm on it as well that means that like...
Muggles are like, oh, this isn't worth my time.
Yeah, so he would instantly be like, whatever, fuck this.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, like a somebody else's problem field.
Like yeah. He'd be like, I don't mind.
Look, they've explained that, okay. But they haven't explained some of the other stuff that is stressful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Dudley is going to grow up. I mean, like, presumably at some point Harry and Dudley reconcile, but I think there's going to be a lot of tears.
Well, as someone who has seen The Cursed Child, Dudley appears not once.
Oh, wow. So. Maybe he's cut off all ties with Harry. Maybe he's just been like, nope, I don't need that in my life. I'm going to pretend it didn't exist. That's what I'd do.
Go buy a ranch in Vegas.
I miss when I was a horse.
So yeah, Dudley, it's just that often the heroes and whatever have... So like it happened, so yeah. There's like some justification. But with Dudley, it's just bad luck, champ.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Your teen years were cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew the world was maybe ending, but no one else did.
Yeah.
You weren't as special as your brother. Yeah, and plus, your parents spoiled you, which is also not great for a developing boy.
Yeah. Plus, he almost got sucked on by a Dementor.
Yeah.
It's never good. He knows what that feels like.
Yeah, he knows what it feels like to have his soul sucked out, and he can never really tell anyone about it.
Well, he can. He'll just sound crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And at no point, I feel, at least in the movies, maybe in the books there's some explanation, but no point in the movies does Harry ever really spare a thought for Dudley. You know, like it doesn't seem like he's like, well, after all this, I'm going to go back now that I'm an adult.
I think there is in the last book. When he says goodbye to Dudley, he realizes like the last time and like there's like mutual respect. But he doesn't apologize.
No, he shouldn't be like, hey, man, you're cool too.
Yeah, he's
like, hey, we're both a product of our upbringing and it wasn't great.
No, yeah, he's like,
I feel for Dudders.
Yeah, man, maybe Dudley is the hero.
And also Harry Potter. And he's look, an overlooked I haven't one, even touched sure. on the fact that his name is Dudley Dursley.
Double D.
Well, maybe he's good again.
No. So, yeah. Dudley, he's in for it.
Yeah.
It's not just Dudley. It's like any like sibling of a
wizard.
Of a wizard. Or even any parent of a wizard. Yeah. Because imagine being not just like, you know, you're muggle born and you have like, you know, siblings or whatever, but imagine being that parent to be like, oh, we've had some like, we've been through Struggle Street.
Yeah, we could have been helped by magic.
There were some times when we couldn't pay out, you know, some bills on time and... You know, we had to downsize or do certain things. Like, we skipped away on holidays.
Downsizing, yeah. We had to downsize.
Had to get, you know, the pay a bit extra to get a small happy meal.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Things were rough for us.
Yeah.
And we could have been helped by magic.
And then to find out that, like, some fucker could, you know, wiggle his wand and make my house big or whatever.
As a parent, you're like, I've given birth to something truly special. Yeah, so you'd probably be happy about that. And then they can
I've
use
given birth to something truly special, except my other one, which I guess a dud.
Okay, yeah, I had one and a dud.
Dudley. Harry and Dudley. Oh my God.
Fuck, she's done it again.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
See a therapist.
Yeah.
Especially if you're Dudley. Well, actually, if you're Dudley, maybe don't. Leave.
Thanks for listening. We're happy to announce that our good friends Cameron James and Ben Elwood are releasing a limited mini-series about the batshit movie based on the demented Broadway musical based on a book of awful poems, Cats. Have a listen to what's coming because it is a wild ride.
I knew it was going to be bad, right? But I thought it would be funny bad.
Hi, I'm Cameron James from the movie podcast Total Reboot.
But it wasn't. It was the sign of the collapsing civilization around us.
Welcome to my latest freaking obsession.
I think Cats is about...
So I have to use a whole bunch of cats.
Who all hang out together called Jellicles.
About the Jellicle universe.
Their gang.
Who get together in an alleyway.
It's about cats.
I couldn't tell you the plot.
To like sing their songs at each other.
They do a little dance.
Oh God.
For the chance to die.
That's the whole deal.
Why does it exist?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Join me and my good friend Ben Elwood
on this Jellicle journey.
Why is Cats coming soon to the Sans Pants Radio Network?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.